Welcome to the Oster Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Anna Cristina Daiclur from IPADE Business School. She recently published an article entitled From Face to Fortune, Religious Entrepreneurs' Responses to Institutional Voids. She co-authored this paper with Todd Moss, Eduardo Melendez, and Antonio Casanueva Fernandez. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Tilleron Francis. Anna Cristina, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited and I'm looking forward to having an interesting conversation about our paper.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Sure, of course. So I am originally from Ecuador, but I live in Mexico. I work for a Mexican business school, yet I've always been interacting with different contexts in Latin America. So the idea of management and context has always intrigued me in many ways, especially in the entrepreneurship field. So this project was actually part of a bigger research endeavor which tried to identify how entrepreneurs are investing in social impact endeavors in their regions. We are very, very lucky because we have access to data from a very particular empirical setting, right? So in Mexico, we have the three biggest cities are Mexico City, which many of you are probably familiarized with. We have Monterrey and Guadalajara. Guadalajara is the place where this research process took place. And the origin of this particular paper was almost an empirical curiosity, if I'm allowed to say that, because we started to realize that we were interacting in this very, very extreme context in terms of the voids that we were looking at: corruption, bribery, lack of education, lack of infrastructure. And yet our informants were actually people with very high moral standards and a very clear manifestation of religion in their lives. So we started to see some interesting connections, and we realized that we had a great opportunity with the call for papers that your journal had on the table. So we started to ask, how do entrepreneurs use their religious agency to respond to all of these voids? And secondly, how were those responses to the voids through their religious agency manifesting in different outcomes at the organizational, community, and societal level of society? So the purpose of this study was twofold in a way. It was making that connection between individual agency, religious agency, and their organizations, and then how that translated into different societal outcomes. I hope that makes sense.
Can you identify the one, maybe two key contributions of your paper that you believe will have the most impact on the field?
Yes, of course. So it's always tricky to answer that one when you're the author of the paper, right? Because you want to make sure that you're saying something that's truthful. So I think that perhaps the most significant contribution at this point would be the connection that we made between theory and context. Because we had access to data in this very particular setting, I think that one of the main contributions of this paper is that we managed to contextualize theory. What do we mean by that? When we examine religious agency within a context where there are so many institutional voids in terms of businesses, markets, and governments, this means that we are magnifying the social and economic inequalities and the potential of religious entrepreneurs to alleviate and sometimes even exacerbate those inequalities. So I think that through the model that we present in this paper, me and my co-authors, we managed to bring some sense to that, to how we can contextualize theory with a very interesting lens, which is religious agency, and structuration theory, which make a very interesting a very interesting combination. And I think that, you know, today this opens up doors for new ventures in terms of research of how we can connect entrepreneurship research with that conflicts that might emerge between religious beliefs and structural demands. So I think that that's a contribution that hopefully other researchers that are listening to us right now might say, I think that I want to do something right there as well.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question, and how did you navigate in it?
Just to let everyone know how we did this. So this was an abductive, qualitative study. We were very lucky because we did 4 rounds of data collection. It was all interviews and focus groups. In total, we spoke with 76 informants, and this was through a period of maybe 2.5 years. So I think that the main methodological challenge was having so much cool data. And I'm using very lightly the word cool, but it was a very cool data set, right? So we had so many angles and we had so many good insights that we got from the data when we started to do our data analysis. So I think that one of the main mechanisms to navigate the uncertainty that comes from a qualitative research design, and when you have so much data and you think all of the data is good, is to have a really good research team, right? So we were fortunate enough to have a colleague who is now in Oklahoma, Todd Moss, who is a very experienced researcher. But we also had 2 researchers that are very familiar with the context, Eduardo, who is from Ecuador, and Antonio, who is from Mexico. So I think that when you are trying to theorize context and give context the right place in theorizing, a really good strategy is to have people on your research team that are familiarized with the theory, but that are also familiarized with the context. So that would be one. And I think that in terms of theory, because this is such a new field, right? The intersection between entrepreneurship and religion, which is something that we know has a huge impact in how entrepreneurial endeavors are developing through the world, yet it is theoretically very underdeveloped, which is good in a sense because we get to do exciting things. But I think that one of the challenges was to find that right angle and the right theoretical framework so that we could make this work. And we were lucky to find, and this was honestly thanks to the wonderful review team of ERD who gave us some cool insights, and we managed to find in structuration theory the right angle for the paper.
Let's talk about the research process itself. Can you share something about the journey, perhaps a turning point during data collection, a difficult decision you had to make about the research design, or even a moment of doubt?
Yes, of course. So as I said, this was an abductive qualitative research design. So the process of data analysis is iterative. That means that we go back from theory, back to the data, back to the theory, back to the data. And in that process, because we were dealing with such a delicate topic, right? Because when you talk about religious identity and you talk about religious agency, you are talking about something that touches the most intimate and personal level of our informants, right? So you have to be very aware of the fact of the stories that you're telling through that data. So I think that through the research process, something that we started to see as counterintuitive in a way was the fact that because of that religious agency, because of the fact that they were so connected with their religious manifestations, there were actually negative outcomes at different levels, the organization, the community, and society. And let me just give you an example, right? When we started to study how that religious agency was impacting institutional voids, we realized that because they had such a strong connection with their religious agencies, sometimes they would only hire suppliers that had the same connection with their religious identity. Or they would propose internal policies in their enterprises that would perhaps unintentionally favor those who had a strong connection with their own religious identity. And what we started to realize was, well, a really complex institutional void in Mexico is inequality, right? Because inequality is reflected throughout the entire structure in Mexico. So we started to make these connections of high individual religiosity can actually become a source of higher institutional void. So that was really tricky and that was really interesting because that was not intentional, of course, on the part of our informants. And that opened doors to make some interesting splits in our data that we didn't realize at the beginning of the research process. I hope that makes sense.
If you could go back to the beginning of this project, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently and what advice would you give to other scholars embarking on similar research?
I think it all comes back to the basics of a good research, right? Which is having a clarity of what you want from the research process. Because this particular project was part of a bigger research project, I think that something that was hard for us was to find that neat spot between the new findings that we were encountering with through the research process and discovering what the right research question would be. So I guess that an advice that I would give, especially to those scholars who are as interested as we were in contextualizing theory, is making sure that you have the right inputs for the research question through the entire process, right? Because when you're doing qualitative research, yes, your question will probably change a little bit, but just make sure that you have the right input someplace. I think that's one. We were very lucky that we had the call for papers from ERD as a framing, as an overarching framing for our paper. So I think that's another advice. Be sure that you are fully aware of the call for papers that might make your life easier, which was our case. And we were very lucky to find reviewers who knew what we were talking about and who were engaged and truly generous in giving us great reviews. And I guess that another advice I would have for scholars who want to contextualize theory specifically is if you come from a context like the one I come from, which is so exciting, but it's very underrepresented, at least for now, in top journals, in good management and entrepreneurship journals. I guess my final advice would be, please make sure that you are putting our contexts on the table. And we are very lucky because the business community and entrepreneurial community in our contexts are usually very generous with us, with academics, and they will share data and they will likely be will create some interesting projects hand by hand. So just my final advice would be if we come from a region that is still very underrepresented in management and entrepreneurship research, please make sure that you raise your voice. And we have so much to contribute to top journals. And this is the right time. So that would be my final advice.
Thanks a lot, Anna Cristina, for participating in our show and for pulling back the curtain on your research process on your article entitled From Face to Fortune, Religious Entrepreneurs' Responses to Institutional Voids. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.